say, Johnny, you know how we were chatting with Naomi Noi from the RACQ CQ Rescue?
Yep, it's a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. Yeah, having a chat with her about, you know, the costs and of everything and how expensive it is to get this chopper up in the air.
Well, that was she was saying that, unfortunately, they're nowhere near where they need to be for their fundraising for the year as yet. So, look, if you want to make a donation, by the way, to the CQ Rescue Helicopter Service, we know how important they are. Just hit up their website.
Mm, she was also saying, like, often people don't realise how much they really do need this service until something unfortunate happens.
Yeah.
And I was actually reading on their website that in 2016 they completed something like 573 missions.
That's so many.
It's just so many. Have you ever needed to be rescued before, John?
I don't think so. Not from memory.
No.
How about you?
No life-saving?
No,
nothing,
well, nothing major.
Nothing.
Well, I can't remember any example, really. What about you?
No, I don't think I've ever had to be rescued. But
it's one of those things, though, isn't it? Like, you never expect it to happen.
Exactly.
Like, no one, I think, ever plans to get rescued by the CQ helicopter.
Yeah, or by anyone in you know, lifesavers, anything. Yeah. But on 13, 12, 16... We'd love to hear from you if you ever have been rescued before.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it could be from the CQ Rescue Helicopter or just something else completely or just by someone else.
Yeah.
If you've got a story for us, 13 12 16, give us a call. Nick on 13 12 16, have you got a story where you've been rescued? What happened?
Back in December I had a fall and I had a trauma to my head which resulted in a fracture to my skull and a bleed in my brain.
Wow.
I was taken to the hospital by ambulance, obviously, and then it was determined that I needed to be taken in a helicopter to Townsville due to the pressure in the cabin of the plane. So it was about the height as well. I needed to be taken up in a helicopter.
Wow. So whereabouts were you when you had this fall?
I'd rather not say that.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So, I mean, you weren't able to go in a plane because of the pressure, so it was lucky that you had the helicopter available.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goodness me.
Because I guess the only alternative then is by road, which is obviously, takes a lot longer. Yep, exactly.
Were you conscious the whole time when these decisions were being made?
I was unconscious, but I was unaware of what was going on around me. But my family have indicated to me that they were just amazing. The the crew that organised it all and got me up there safely.
So you're no doubt a big supporter of the CQ Rescue Helicopter ever since then?
Yeah, most definitely. And I have had friends in situations too, just in the last year or so that have needed the services of this of the care flight as well. So, it's come true, in so many ways it's come through that it's, a great thing for our region, most definitely.
Yeah, it really just does go to show that you don't ever expect that you maybe will need the service and then, an accident happens and then all of a sudden, it's the most important thing.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And, no one ever sees themselves having exactly that, an accident, and then all of a sudden, your whole life can change, most definitely.
Wow.
Glad to hear you're okay, Nick, and thank you very much for the call this morning.
Okay, thank you.
We've got Ryan on the line. When have you been rescued?
Yeah, mate, about 12 months ago I was riding a horse on the property that we own and... for some unknown reason, the horse reared up and flicked me off the back and then he actually lost his footing and landed on top of me.
Oh, my God.
Geez.
That is frightening.
How did you make contact?
There's another guy we had mustering with us and, he radioed back to the house and everything and told him we couldn't move me because it looked like I had a crushed pelvis and broken ribs and everything else. And, so they had to fly the helicopter out to the paddock and pick me up and everything like that. So,
This whole time, were you aware of what was going on?
Yeah, I was still fully awake and everything like that. But, he couldn't move me because we didn't know whether there was any spinal damage or anything like that. And in t- internal bleeding or anything.
It goes to just show, like, it's such an important service, especially in this region, because there's so many people like yourself that do have the big properties. They go out far out of, you know, phone service areas, and, you know, without CQ Rescue, there's just no way of getting help to them.
Yeah, that's right. And I donate anywhere between $100 and $300 a year to the helicopter rescue and that, you know. And
fantastic.
I just want to sort of support, like, get people out there, like our football team and that up here at the Cutters and that, to help support them, because, you know, you just never know when you're going to need them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's exactly the thing, isn't it? But good on you for continuing to support them.
Thanks for sharing your story.
That's a great thing to do. Absolutely. Are you okay now, Ryan? Are you all right?
Yeah, I've got pins and that in my legs and that from where they were crushed and that. But, yeah, I still get around with a bit of a hobble and that. But, yeah, it's just a reminder sort of thing, you know.
Yep, absolutely, of how important that service is. It can be a lifesaver.
That's right.
Ryan, really appreciate
Thank
the call,
you.
Mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks, eh?
Peter, have you been rescued before?
Yeah, surely do, bud. I was out pigging on the back of a Land Cruiser ute up in Burketown.
Yeah.
And I fell off the back of the Cruiser ute. They couldn't wake me up.
Oh, my God.
And Royal Flying Doc was coming and picked me up and took me to Mount Isa Hospital.
Wow.
I mean, the whole time this was going, so you were knocked out cold? You didn't know what was going on?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, my
head
God.
My head took on a tree as well when I fell off the back of the Cruiser ute.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is scary. It's just so lucky you were with, obviously, people who acted quickly.
Yeah. I was with my ex-father-in-law and, you radioed back to the house. I called the Royal Flying Doctors in.
Yeah, I suppose, because they wouldn't have been able to pick you up or put you in the car or anything like
They landed on the road and I come out of the paddock in the back of the Cruiser and, yeah.
And would you have ever expected that you'd be in that situation?
Yeah. No.
You never do, I guess, do you?
No. They reckon I've never been the same since.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's a traumatic thing to, you know, to happen. Just having a bit of fun can just go so sour so quickly. It's a shock to the system, isn't it?
I couldn't even walk properly for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
Goodness me.
Have you made a recovery now?
Yeah, but they still say I'm not the same, but I'm good as gold now. I'm feeling 100%.
Good.
All right.
Good. Yeah.
Well, lucky it turned out all right for you in the end. Mate, thanks very much for your call.
Yeah,
good to hear you. Well.
And I try and make donations to the Royal Flying Doctors as much as I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't blame you.
Absolutely.
And what a story. Thanks
for
your call, mate.
Thank you so much.
Too easy. Thank you.
Bye.